Praise the Lord. Glory to Jesus. Are you excited to be here this evening? Once again, I want to appreciate God's servant, Pastor David, for putting this platform together, for giving expression to Jesus. Can you please put your hands together for the Lord? Hallelujah. There are many flares and flavors that God is bringing the body into on account of the strategic work that He's doing in this generation. One of the things that the body of Christ must sustain the humility to enter into is the recognition of the fact that we are many, but members of one body. The Bible said when the Lord removes His influence from a house that will be taken over by the enemy, He said He makes children their king. Then you notice that the orators are taken away. The elders are removed. The captains of 50, the captains of thousands. The ancient ones are taken away. Every time the gift of men are removed from the body becomes vulnerable. That means the power that we sustain in the spirit is a function of our corporate ranking. And our corporate ranking is born when we recognize the fact that the graces of God are diverse. They are diverse. So sometimes we need to put our bias aside in order to drink of the fountain of God that dwells with His men. This evening I want to bring us the last layer of the message that God has put in my spirit for this conference. And I trust that as your heart is open, there will be an illumination tonight that will bring you into the corridor of influence so that you become an extension of the hand of God. Because that is where we truly count, not just in time, but in eternity. Can you lift your hands toward heaven and talk to the Lord? I told us yesterday, this is an apostolic age. There are certain anointings that God injects into a dispensation in order to advance a possibility that is captured in that dispensation and as consistent with the will of God that He wants to fulfill in that dispensation. Any man through alignment can enter into that anointing. This is why you don't need an apostle to carry an authority that has the ability to shape a territory, because it's what God is doing now. The problem with dispensational anointing is that nobody's name is written on it. It is ushered into a dispensation. Any man that sustains the pliability in the hand of the Holy Ghost can enter. So you may not be called into the fivefold ministry, but walk in dimension that is alien to an ordinary believer, because it is in the system. This is why the subject of alignment is so important. This evening I want to share with us on the requirement, the sacrifice of alignment that is necessary for a generation to have impact both before God and before men. The things alignment does for you is that it causes you to discern the sounds of the mountains of God. Jesus stood and God spoke to him from heaven, and the people say it thundered. It thundered. The Father spoke. What he heard was the voice of a thunder. Those who had some level of discernment said that an angel spoke to him. And Jesus said, for your sake did this voice come. But the generation was without discernment. But for him, he knew what the Father said. And now is the judgment of this world. Now is the prince of the cosmos cast out. And if I be lifted up, I will draw all men to myself. He heard his own portion of the voice, but the whole generation was deaf, because discernment was lacking. Now is the judgment of this world. That was where the strategy for salvation was given to him. He said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men. That was why he journeyed to the cross. But the other generation, nobody heard. They heard the voice of a thunder. That's why when my kete is singing, you'll be enjoying the song. What you did not know is that the router opened in the heavens and he came with a presence. That's why Pastor Dave is sharing what you are hearing as scriptures. Sometimes our ears need to be quickened. Paul prayed for the thought. He said that the spirit, wisdom, and revelation be granted you, the eyes of your understanding be enlightened. Go ahead and pray for 1 minute. That the eyes of your understanding be enlightened.
I know you know many scriptures. Brother, you will be in one position for 10 years until the eyes of your understanding is enlightened. You will quote that scripture in arrogance and think you know it until the eyes of your understanding be enlightened. Sabra Safa Tapas. Belebanada Sobash. Betekido Sarandra Pias. Pias, Pias. Brazido Frapadash. Belebetagabash. The generation that God is raising is not the generation of preachers. He said he maketh his angel spirit, but his ministers a flame of fire. It's a generation of the mustard. If you are not on fire, you don't have the stature to preach the gospel in the last day. God is not looking for intelligent orators. He's looking for carriers of the flames of fire. Men that understand the business of the throne room. People that have journeyed the womb of the spirit and have seen reality from the midst of the coals of fire. Darkness abounds. The love of many wants cold because iniquity abounds. They are the men of fire. Only mustangs can preach this gospel. The mustang is the only fire. Ah, Sakatayas, Frenitas, Kabesh, Sajatadias. There are many kinds of horses. There is a show horse, there is a race horse, there is a speed horse, but there is a horse called the mustang. It's a horse that cannot be tamed. Only those horses go for warfare. Only those horses can run through. It's the mustang. You don't tame them. That's the generation of men that can beat this gospel. The distraction of the age may take you away from God. The powers of iniquity may take you away from God until you fall like a coal of fire. Like a coal of fire. For he maketh his angel spirit. But his ministers a flame of fire. You cannot burn with fire and you think you will survive. You don't know the darkness that is coming on the earth. You don't have an idea. The things that have been mobilized, I have seen in the spirit. I was carried to the mountain of God. I saw the persecution that is coming. You don't know what is coming to the earth. You will run to hiding with your collar. It's not the day of men of collar. It's the season of men of fire. Who told you Christianity can be as usual?
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Many believers are rusty. You hear a secular song, you are already dancing. But you come to the presence of God, you are cold. That's why you can't perceive the acts of heaven. That's why you cannot hear the voice that cry from the midst of the throne. That's why you cannot see the brilliance of the light that no man can approach. Ezekiel said, I was among the captives by the river Kabah. I saw visions of God. In captivity, he was alive in the spirit. He was insensitive. John said, I was in the Isle of Patmos. In the day of the Lord, I was in the spirit. I heard the voice like a trumpet. How come they were so sensitive? Pathetic, pathetic situation. Belakavanas Kavias. We are men of suit and bow ties. Generation of iPads. And know not the voice of God. Pride ourselves in mountain things. Things that have no eternal implication. Cry to the Lord. Too many messages. What you need to hear is the echo of heaven. It's the whisper of a water spirit in its brightness and its excellence. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name, in the precious name of Jesus, you may be seated. I need to give you something to work with. I told us one of the most potent ways of communicating the essence of God is by the instrumentality of His Word. And His Word comes to us as truth. And I said truth comes from the realm of God. It is nothing pertaining to nature. It comes from an uncreated reality. Pure in its state, like the crystals of heaven. That is why every time truth shows up, anything that is not consistent with that which is of the essence of God is compelled to align with God. You can be deaf if you catch truth. Suddenly, your ear because truth sustains capacity to alter the limitations of flesh, the variations of mundanity, and restore it back to the patterns of heaven and the standards of divinity. For us to make impact in our worlds, we must become carriers of truth, having the ability to communicate it to our context until our context is compelled to comply to that the mind of God. Until everything created is aligned to the patterns of the heavens, it cannot pass the test of the immortals. This is why God will never lower His standards, because everything God creates has a dimension of God, and the essence of that creation is to communicate the essence of God that is bequeathed it by sovereign decree. And I said to us, until we have the ability to make these things happen, we have no impact in our world. Number, very important, the glory of the king is in the multitude of the people. But impact is not necessarily number. Number is low on that scale. That's why the Bible said the Lord is not limited to win with many, nor to conquer with few. Number is not an advantage in the spirit. Among men, it's a significant factor, but not with a spirit. Because the strength of 1,000 men can come on one man. That's why Samson was able to carry the gate of Gaza and climb the mountain. 100 men cannot do it. One man can sustain the ability of an army. The Bible spoke of the mighty men of David. It spoke of Adoni the Ezrahite. With a prayer, the guy brought down 800 warriors. That means he's stronger than a garrison. Eleazar, the son of Dodo, fought with his prayer. On his hands was cleaved from morning to evening. You can't bring him down. He's invincible. He said Philip went to Samaria. He preached Christ there, and the city was full of joy. The job of a whole church, one man was able to carry out that feat because of intensity. Every time not place, God increases intensity. With intensity, one man can do the job of 100 men. So impact is not necessarily number. Impact is the quality of the life of God that is at work on your inside. So when we speak of greater impact, we are looking at a possibility where everything that we come in contact with is compelled to align with God, so that the government of the heavens can become the government of the earth, so that the same life that powers the angelic realm becomes the operating system of your life. A point comes where, by the reason of that impact of the Holy Ghost upon your life, you come to a point where sin has no power over you. That was the kind of life that Jesus mirrored as a mortal man. He said, the prince of this world cometh to me and findeth nothing. There's no point where I can align with him. I have been aligned with heaven so much that I run by heaven. You cannot introduce a strange thing into the boundary of my dwelling. I have the ability to choke everything and to make it align with God. And everything Jesus came in contact with, he compelled that thing to become a carrier of God, to the degree that thing can mirror God himself. That, we said, is what impact is about. asked us a question yesterday. I said, how many people did your life make impact on in 2019? If you have no impact in 2019, in the calendar of heaven, you have no record. You walk through time, but in heaven, there's no record. That means in the archives of heaven, when the chapters of the heavens are read, your 2019 is black. The immortals don't judge your life by the breath on your nostrils. They judge your life by the degree to which you fulfill the will of God. And the will of God fulfilled in the natural realm is what we call impact. Every time a man is judged in heaven, it is the impact he makes that brings him into the corridor of fame in the realm of God. Many of us may be famous on earth, but in heaven we will not count unless we make that U-turn and align with heaven again, so that our life can produce impact. And I said to us this morning that impact is primarily a function of encounters. You cannot give expression to the reality of a spirit that you don't know. The Bible said in Daniel chapter 11 verse 32, it said, they that do know God. You know the word knowledge used there is experience. They that have experienced their God, they shall be strong and do exploit. How much experience of God you have is not a function of how long you've heard about God. It's of encounter that you have with God. Without encounter, a generation will be epileptic. I showed us four dimensions of encounter in the morning while I was teaching. I said, check through scriptures from Genesis to Revelation. Listen, there were many men in all of those generations. When you hear in a whole generation, God calls Abraham and Jacob, those were not the only men in that generation. Those were the only men that had encounter with God. That means if you don't have an encounter, it's possible that you may vanish in the radar of heaven as touching matters of your. When you hear God talk about the apostles and Paul, those were not the only people. There were many men that walked with Jesus, but few were privileged to encounter. And even the ones that walk with the Lord, the depth of their encounter determined their impact. That's why in the 12, Peter was head of them. Deepest in encounter. The impact of Peter, James, and John is superior to all the other 12 apostles. Depth of encounter. You have no encounter, you have no relevance. You may grow in a church, and that church may be your father's church. And they may hand over that church to you because you are by blood connected to your father. But you will be shocked that you will have that church in the natural. But the mantle of God on your father will lead your father and alight on a man in America. Because of human tendencies and flesh, your father may give you the ministry. That ministry will vanish. Because the mantle that powers that ministry is not given by sentiment. I pray that your ears open this evening. I pray that your ears open. The Bible said in Songs of Solomon chapter 4 verse 4, it said the mantle of many warriors, they are hinged on the ear of the gates of Zion. These things float in the spirit. When a man leaves this realm, what he carries is trapped in the spirit, waiting for a man that can enter. I will show you how we enter into depth and dimensions. It's not anything about blood connection or any relationship in the flesh. Your husband can be a GO. He dies, see, to another country. You may inherit that ministry. You don't have the authority to back it. There's no sentiment about it. What caused him to enter is the sacrifice of alignment. Many things are a gift, but there are certain things that have to do with territories and generation. God will never gift it. Never. Those things are earned on the altar of sacrifice. Matters of ordination can never be gifted. You can stumble into many gifts, not issues of territories. God finds worthy men. Many believers don't understand. We live our lives carelessly. You have to, until you learn truth and you live by them.
from Genesis to Revelation, nobody made impact by chance. Not one. Go on. I told you that Adam was born in the womb of encounters. He came from within God. The Bible said God created the man, and then he formed the man from the dust of the ground. He breathed into the man, and the man became a living soul. He was born from within encounter. He lived in Eden, the ambience of heaven. When the earth fell, that pattern did not change. God showed up, and in a whole generation, he found no man. And God said, he swore in his heart, in Genesis chapter 6, that he was going to wipe off everything on the face of the earth, including animals and beasts. Until the Bible said, but Noah found favor with God. You don't have encounter with God, you think you can change anything in time, you are a joker. You don't know the beings that regulate time. Civilization is not a coincidence. It's a deliberate orchestration of princes in the spirit. Everything you see happening around you, there is a prince watching over it. People don't wake up and just suddenly want to fornicate. People don't just wake up and suddenly want to steal. People don't wake up and suddenly want to lie. There's a being that sits over the gate of lie. There's a prince that sits over the gate of fornication. It is the energy of that prince that compels sin in the lives of men. For you to break out of the influence of that spirit, be vitally connected to another influence. This is deeper than accepting Jesus as the Lord of your life. Stems and patterns govern creation. They will remain there for eternity. That's why before Christ, the only men that made impact were men of encounter. After Christ, the only men that made impact were men of encounters. How did you think Paul suddenly became mighty among the apostles? He had a team that he traveled with. When Jesus appeared, only him saw him. Only him heard him. That brings you influence among spirits. And that influence causes you to rule men. When Moses encountered God by the backside of the desert, in Exodus chapter 7 verse 1, he said, I have made you a god unto Pharaoh. When you gain influence among spirits, you become a god among men. That's why you can have impact. Even the princes, your name echoes in their realm. They dare not touch you. Did you not read about the sons of Sceva? Jesus we know, Paul we know, who are encounter. He registers your name on the legislate on the chapter of the spiritual. Our generation is weak because encounter is now strange to us. When you speak about encounter, people are wondering, how does it happen? And you are a Christian for 10 years. Where have been? Encounter with the Lord. When you do, you are ready to change your world. They met God. He appeared to Abraham according to the story of Stephen in Acts chapter 7, confirming Genesis chapter 12. And the Lord appeared to Abraham in the halls of the Chaldees. And he said, leave thy country, leave thy kindred, leave thy father's house to the land that I will show you. Instantly he became great. In blessing, I will bless you. Any man that calls you is cursed. What has happened? He has had an encounter. Daniel, part of the captives in Babylon, living righteously, no authority. When he had an encounter, the story changed. He became a ruler in Babylon. So it doesn't matter where you are. Even if you are in captivity, you can rule there. If you are a man of encounters. Moses that ran from Egypt had an encounter. Suddenly he returns to Egypt as the god of Pharaoh. What changed his status? He was a prince when he left Egypt. He came back as a god. Encounters. We are normal because we have no encounters. Encounter with God, and then encounter with the world. The Bible said in 1 Samuel chapter 3 verse 21, the Lord appeared again in Shiloh. Once upon a time the Lord appeared, but God departed from Shiloh. And then he appeared again. And suddenly, the young boy Samuel became a god among men. The Lord appeared by the word of the Lord. Some of us may not see light in the, but there is that God can do, and he will appear to us from his word. And as you are studying the word of God, you are quickened. And all of a sudden, you hear something and you run with it for the rest of your life. And people don't understand. Others will see you doing what you are doing and they want to copy. That's where they will die. The reason many people collide with death is because they are doing things they don't have the backing for. Copy and paste is not permitted in this kingdom. I have risked my life. I learned a lot of things by experience. I met Apostle Arum. I tell this story humorously to help many young people. Because we do things to show ourselves among our mates, to show them we have stature. My brother, when men clap for you, be careful. Be careful to know what is called Zion. I've entered territory and I challenged the princes of the land. And my car almost exploded on two occasions. So I knew that I needed to know God for myself. The God of your father is an Old Testament reality. In the New Testament, all of us have the Holy Spirit. You need to know God for yourself. I hate it when people are deceived, and I will never be a fanatic. The testimonies we take in church most of the times is 10% of the challenges on ground. I'm telling you, learn God for yourself. Your safety is. You see a crusade of 2 million people, 200 people are healed. Thank God for what he has done. But there are 100,000 people that are still trusting God for healing. So you need to know how to walk in divine health. That's your insurance. But for you to enter that realm, you must have an encounter with God. Encounter with God will activate your ordination. Encounter with the word will give you direction for life. And then encounter with the Holy Spirit will give you empowerment for death. Tarry in Jerusalem until you are endued with power. This man had been with the word for 3.5 years. That all power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore in this power. Why do you still need to tarry? Encounter with the Holy Spirit is the only key for empowering you for destiny. You will walk in the market and suffer until you have an encounter with the Holy Spirit. You may have an encounter with God and know you are an apostle. My brother, apostles are different. It is the degree of encounter you have with the Holy Ghost that gives you empowerment as an apostle. There can be 30 prophets. All of them will have a different scale. All of them have had an encounter with God. They know they are prophets. Because encounter with God brings you into the reality of your calling. Before you were born, I knew you. I ordained you to be a prophet. Get thee out of thy country, out of thy kindred, out of thy father's house. Every time men met, entered their ordination. But every time a man meets the Holy Spirit, he receives empowerment for his destiny. Many of you are national evangelists, but if you don't have an encounter with the Holy Spirit, you evangelize Makurdi for 70 years. And you may think you are successful because you hold a crusade. When they show you the charter of heaven, you will now discover that that time you had your second crusade in IBB Square, you should be in Brazil. But the empowerment for your destiny never came. And then you gather small boys, you are doing papa. And they carry your Bible, you walk like this. You are actually a papa. Elohim Adonai. Elohim Adonai. Elohim Adonai. Encounter with the Father activates ordination. Encounter with the Word activates life. Encounter with the Spirit brings empowerment for destiny. And then you have encounter with angels. it bears bodies. Luke 1:45. Not many days from now, he said, the Holy will come upon you. The power of the highest will overshadow you. That thing that will be born in you will be the Son of the highest. The reason most of you have no body to power your vision is because the angelic realm is alien to you. Mind you, I'm not telling you to go and pray to see light in the spirit. All of this dimension can be captured in the word of God. The voice of God can thunder to you from the scripture like the voice of an angel. Remember, the Bible said he will return with the voice of the archangel. Encounter. It can beg something in you that has a transgenerational impact. Barren woman, John 13 from verse 1 to 3. An angel came to her and the wife became the mother of Samson. Never cut this hair, but this one will be a Nazarite unto the Lord. Angelic encounter. Jeremiah was in the courts worshiping the Lord, and the angel Gabriel showed up. Your prayers have been answered. They bring you burdens and awareness from heaven. Let me tell you, see, most of the men you see shaking territories, they are seen in the spirit. Never see a man manifest on the altar and go to mimic him. You will be shocked what will collide with you. Christianity is not a game. It's life in the spirit. You wake up, you go on the altar, and you say every prince over Makodi. Are you joking? Those things are more dangerous than a nuclear field. That's why many times God quotes the spirit realm away from us. Because we don't have the discipline to walk in those borders. So it's a safety measure when the spirit realm is locked away from you. You are praying to God for 1 year, you will see no vision. Because if you enter there, you don't know that there are rules of engagement. Seals the spirit realm from you most times is out of love. Did you not read about the sons of Aaron? They heard about the mercy seat. They don't know that the mercy seat also kills. They brought a strange fire before the Lord, and the mercy seat that saves is where their death came from. Encounter. Then you have encounter with men. I was teaching in Port Harcourt on the 29th of this month, and I showed them how many destinies are realized because we collide with men. There are many men you will never enter your destiny until you meet. I told them in Port Harcourt, I say Jesus sends men to other men. Jesus. You can meet Jesus in the spirit realm, in his glory. And then he will tell you on the street to Damascus, say, go to the city and meet Ananias. I thought, meet Jesus, I've come to the end of the road. You are a joker. I read a story about rejoiner. Jesus appeared to him, spoke to him for close to an hour, and then when he finished, he told him to go and meet B. Johnson. He will explain the meaning of this encounter to him. What do you mean? You are the author of life, the fountain of knowledge. Why would you send me to another person? And when he showed up, B. Johnson told him, well, when I saw the climate in the spiritual realm yesterday, I knew that Jesus visited the earth. You are the only person doing religion in church. There are certain men that when they stand up in the evening and they are looking like this, they are not seeing the palm tree in front of you. They are judging the atmosphere in the spirit. When I saw the tithe in the spirit yesterday, I knew Jesus came to the earth. And now that I'm seeing you, I know you are the one he visited. And these were the things he told you. Those five things he told you are the fivefold ministry. It means he has put in you the power to activate it in the life of man. He was not there. But when he saw the atmosphere, he knew that what the shape of the star this evening, it means there is an entity from heaven that walked into the earth. The star normally stands like shifted to the left. The energy balance has been altered. A prince down from heaven. If you don't honor men, your lifespan will be short. Your lifespan will be short. Your lifespan will be very short if you don't honor men. You are a young man, you want to grow old, my brother. Honor men. Honor men. They have keys to different dimensions in God. 5 levels of encounter. You don't know. You can't make impact. At different times in your life, God will bring you these things. At different times. I shared the story with them that I heard Benny Hinn himself shared. How that Kenneth Copeland, do you know who Kenneth Copeland is? He's the father of faith in the world today. Everything you call faith zeros round Kenneth Copeland. He was the direct son in the spirit of Oral Roberts. Inherited a mantle that you'd see, you be careful. And Kenneth Copeland, as mighty as he is, not a boy, spoke against Benny Hinn. And instantly he fell sick. You know why? All of us are men walking on the street in the natural. But it's some men are dispensations. He said, until they John, that generation, John is the key. If John leaves, that generation has come to an end. That's why when Jesus came, John of necessity had to leave this world. Because John was a dispensation. And two dispensations don't coexist. So when the dispensation of Jesus came, John had to depart. Because that generation needed to come to an end. So if you fight John, you are fighting a dispensation. What will happen to you is that you will lose your inheritance in that generation. Kenneth Copeland touched Benny Hinn. He didn't know the same way he represented faith, Benny Hinn represented healing. So when he touched Benny Hinn, the angels of healing withdrew from him. And the father of faith fell sick. At first, he will hide in the room and meditate on scripture for 5 days. For faith. When he meditated on scripture for 5 days and it didn't work, prayed, it didn't work, gave seed, it didn't work. All the laws of faith, he applied it. No one was working. He now went back to God and said, why can't I get well? And God said, you taught my servant Benny Hinn. It is not in the doctrine of healing, but it's a reality in the spirit realm. What? I didn't study this in healing school. It's not important. Those ones are for men that journey into heaven. There are certain things that you will learn in the spirit. See, when you learn on earth, earth knowledge will carry you to a place in the spirit. Then you begin to learn from the spirit. That's why Bible study can teach you facts of redemption. But walking with the Holy Ghost will teach you the eternity. And when he confessed to Benny Hinn, he got well instantly without prayer. Men are carriers of dispensations and dimensions. You fight them, you fight that possibility. The reason most of you are poor today is not because you are not applying the law of prosperity. You touch somebody that represents prosperity in this world. So the angels of prosperity will fight you. Every time you give, they will fight you. And you can argue it. Moses told God concerning Korah, Nathan, and Abiram. He said, don't have respect unto their prayers. What do you mean? Who are you? Do you know how prayers are answered in heaven? Who told you know you have the right to talk about the prayers of men? The guy is a prince. A man on earth telling God, he said, don't hear their prayers. Some men can shut the heaven over your life. Because they are part of the inheritors of that dispensation. Everything they speak, that dispensation must obey it. Because of the depth of their walk with God. Have no regard to their prayers. All of us receive revelation. Some of the things I heard international prophets sharing them. And I did. So me like this, I am now picking things from where fathers are picking. I now became careful. I was thinking in the next 10 years that I will get there. I didn't know that, in an apostolic generation, stature is not a function of how long you have been on ground. Stature is the function of your alignment. There is a level of alignment you will commit yourself to that God can give you the word for Nigeria. many national prophets can be around, but you will have the word for Nigeria. An apostolic generation. But regardless of what God does with you, you must have regard for men that are carriers of graces and virtues. I went home for Christmas. After the Christmas, I knelt down for my father to pray for me. There are many believers that lay hands on their father. They come like this. I kneel down. I am the apostle and the priest over this house. That's why we die young in our generation. In the generations of old, men serve God until they want to die. God say, wait, you are representing. You have not found a man to inherit it. And Simeon will wait until Jesus comes and say, now I can die in peace. But our own generation, we are praying for long life. It's arrogance. The difference is arrogance. We don't inherit anything from fathers. We abuse them and we fall into the error of harm. He saw his father's nakedness and he made a mockery of it. And his destiny was obliterated from the agenda of God. You are highly anointed, but be careful so that you don't destroy the possibilities of God that are wired into your destiny before you arrive. Before God announces you, you may cut yourself short because you touch certain men. We are in a strange reality. A strange reality. What you call the church is strange. Be careful. These were the things God helped us to understand in the morning. And I told you, when I come back this evening, I will talk to you about alignment. So the first precursor for impact is spiritual encounter. When you encounter men, you enter into inheritance. When you encounter angels, you receive burdens and awareness about heaven. When you encounter the Holy Ghost, you receive empowerment for your destiny. When you encounter the Word, you receive life. And when you encounter the Father, your ordination is activated. That's why many people live for many years. They don't know their calling. They are asking people, who am I? Okay, what is my role in what God is doing? Wait, go and look for the Father in the Spirit. Elohim Adonai. When God begins to anoint you, be careful not to remove honor from your artillery. It will destroy you. The same way the grace and anointing for a dispensation is available in the Spirit, that's the same way there is a doorway open to every individual to enter into any possibility of his choice for a generation. The key is what we call alignment. When we talk about alignment, we are talking about depth to the yearnings of the soul. We are talking about absolute submission to the government of the Holy Spirit that is on your inside. There are many believers today, they have the Holy Spirit, no doubt about it. John 14:16, he shall live in you and with you forever. But the problem is that the Holy Ghost have no authority over their lives. You ask them, they say, we are born again, we have power. I laughed. I shared with them last year, I said, there's a difference between anointing and authority. And many young people that have not traveled in the Spirit, they are arguing. I said, don't worry, there are some things we don't teach. When you walk through life, a time will come, you will understand. Death is the key for spiritual authority. Listen, you have authority in Christ. You are seated with Christ in the heavenly places. But you can never walk in that authority until the soul comes fully under the government of the Holy Spirit. You will shout the name of Jesus over your circumstance until you begin to cough. And you will not see result. The power of the Holy Spirit is only committed to them that obey Him. In Acts chapter 5 verse 32, Peter said, the Holy Ghost come down from heaven. Is given to them that obey. Let me tell you something. Jesus was not only filled with the Holy Ghost. Jesus was created of the Holy Spirit. In Luke 1:45, he said, the Spirit of God will come upon you. The power of the highest will overshadow you, and that thing that will be formed in you. That means Jesus was a creator of power. He didn't have power. The raw material for creating Jesus is power. Luke 1:45. He was a creator of power. And that's not enough. Jesus came into this world, and the Bible gave a few of his credentials. John chapter 1 verse 1 to 4. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. One, Jesus is what? God. Two, the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. Without him was not anything made that was made. Two, Jesus is what? Creator. Number three, in him was life. Three, Jesus is what? Life. Four, the life was the light of men. Jesus is what? Light. Four credentials in addition to the fact that he's a creator of power. That means on earth, walking as a human vessel, Jesus was God, Jesus was life, Jesus was light, Jesus was creator and power. But for 30 years, all he was known for was a renowned carpenter. The reason you and I will remain ordinary, even though an angel appeared to you when you were 5 years old and say you are an apostle to this generation, the reason you will remain ordinary is because you defy the requirements of alignment. The Word of God, the power of God, the Creator, was walking on earth for 30 years and was known as a carpenter. Not because he didn't have grace. In Luke chapter 2 verse 40, he said the child Jesus grew in grace and in favor and in wisdom before God and before men. So he was full of grace. Grace was not lacking. But he could never manifest. Listen, if you don't know your ordination, you cannot have impact. If you don't have the empowerment of the Spirit, you cannot have impact. If you don't have life, you cannot have impact. Right? That's what encounter does. But the fullness of your encounter is sustained and demonstrated by the quality of your alignment. How did Jesus learn the way of birth? You know, the Bible said he learned obedience through the things he suffered. I know a lot of people that talk now that dealing is not of God. Don't worry. You will do ministry for 25 years. You will remain one spot. Then you understand that what gives you authority over the principalities, what gives you right over a territory, are the confirmments that God gives to you in addition to your salvation experience. Jesus did not need salvation because he was the first salvation. But he had authority over the land. 30 years. He was full of the Holy Ghost. He had the faith of God. Everything you have, eternal life, Jesus had it. 30 years, no authority. Until God wanted to anoint him with power. And the first thing he told him is to go to Jordan and be baptized of John. How can Creator be imparted by creation? Is it possible? The vessel you created, how can he anoint you? How can what you created empower you? That means the key of baptism is not empowerment. The key of baptism is to teach humanity a lesson on how mortals can enter into immortal economy. You cannot create a robot and that robot begins to empower you. That robot is a function of your creativity. Your ingenuity manifested in what you designed. That thing you designed cannot instruct you. It came from you. How can Creator now begin to empower? How can creation empower Creator? Never possible. But God was sure. The way you can enter into corridors of power is when you die to the tendencies of the flesh. It's difficult. Jesus was showing up and John said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." Do you know what that means? They had waited for that prophecy for 700 years. Israel was waiting for the emergence of the Lamb of God. In their belief, the only way they can come out of the rule of Caesar is the emergence of the Messiah. And suddenly the only prophet that they believed, because John came after 400 years of darkness. Everybody believed John. The Bible said the whole of Jerusalem and Judea went to him. So anything John validates, not Sanhedrin, have authority to him. And this man looks at Jesus and says, behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. Showed up, and John himself, Jesus came, and John made things difficult the more. He said, no, I should be baptized of you. Because John had announced that the latchet of his sandal, he was not worthy to untie. The people were waiting for who John was talking about, and he showed up and he said, baptize me. See, that's why the Bible calls it living sacrifice. Do you know how Abraham circumcised himself? He sharpened the stone by himself and he used it by himself and circumcised himself. Your eyes will be open like this. God will be chiseling your flesh. Those things will become the scars on your body that the principalities will look at and bow. Because they know that this one has traveled through the fire. When they come and they see a man with a scar, they know that this one has journeyed through the pathway of obedience. If you touch this one, heaven will move with jealousy. You are alive. God is chiseling your pride. He's cutting it off. You will cry. He will not hear you. And Jesus went down and John baptized him. And the first layer of power was given to John, to Jesus. And the Bible said the voice of God spoke from heaven. He said, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. That is what announcement in the kingdom is. Announcement is not Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. It's your money. Nobody will follow you. It is spiritual announcement. And announcement when the requirement of alignment is viewed. This is my beloved son. He thundered from heaven. Jesus finished that cry. He has tried. And Matthew 4 verse, the Holy Ghost came again and led him into the wilderness. What? When was the last time you heard that kind of gospel? Every time you go to church, they told you this week you will prosper. And you have heard this week you will prosper for 5 years. That's why the anointing of God on your life can never flow. Everything God has to give you is wrapped to the Holy Ghost that is on your inside. You must obey the Holy Ghost until He delivers it to you. There's no sentiment on this one. Went to the wilderness, Matthew 4:1, to be tempted of the devil. And God was watching. And he was tempted 3 times. And when he passed, the Bible said in Matthew 4:14 that he returned in the power of the Spirit. The reason we do a lot of psychology and emotional stunt is because we have no power. When you have power, you know. There's no game about it. And we deceive ourselves. That's why when we meet real life situations, we are epileptic. The keyboard is not what we make the deaf ear to open. It's authority. The blind eyes don't hear keyboard. The blind eye is opened by authority in this. And the only men that can wield authority is those that return what? In the power of the Spirit. They deceive you and say you are born again. You are seated with Christ in the heavenly places. The same Christ that had no need of being born again had to go through process before the power of the Spirit was activated. This is where all of us run away. There are most of you, God begins with you from the syllabus of Kinder 2 and say, don't go on Facebook. And you are saying, it's difficult. Who told you that is a dealing? God said, don't go on Facebook. You are saying, Kai, this dealing is hard. What is dealing? Paul said, what will you do when you have to resist with your blood? What will you do? Don't go on Facebook. You say it's a dealing. You are joking. What if God said, leave your job? We don't know why we have no authority. That's why our prayer is full of pride. You hear somebody talking about death. And then his hand is like this. Everything he's talking is pride. Pride. He's talking death. Because he had another prayer about death. When you want to see a man that have died, see the scope of his impact. You know why? When you yield to a spirit, that spirit takes it upon himself to amplify you. It is not something you negotiate. It's a reality that you cannot deny. This is why you will hear that the Adeboye is coming. You won't know how you will go to the stadium. You know you can't go for that crusade, but when that day comes, you will know what will carry your leg to the stadium. Meanwhile, another preacher is coming to town. They preach 10,000 flyers. and at the end of the day you don't see anybody in the meeting. It's where they stand in the spirit. Their authority level is different. There are certain men that if they are entering a city, the angel over that city is the one that sweeps men into that meeting. Rank. Suffer it to be so for now. Our generation don't know that language. When the lady tempts him, he cannot say, suffer it to be so for now. When somebody provokes you and the Holy Ghost says, keep quiet, keep quiet. You cannot suffer it to be so for now. When they cheat you and the Holy Ghost says, no, forget this. What? 10,000. I'm teaching you something that has eternal implication. What you are learning now, only 10 men have learned it in the whole of eternity. I'm bringing you into a lineage. This thing you are learning now, the only person that learned it in the world is called Abel. You will be the second to learn this lesson. And if you learn this lesson in your generation, you will be the progenitor of the men that have authority in the courts of heaven. Because Abel is the first man that spoke in the courts of heaven. If you want to have authority in the courts of heaven, die. They stole your money, say, don't complain. Say, no, me, Abba, I can't be treated. I know business. I studied in Harvard. Come on, what do you mean? Do you think I'm a fool? You want to prove a point? You think God will invest divine matters to prove a mundane point between you and your partner? You are a joker. You don't know who you are dealing with. Something happens, he said, don't defend yourself. Talk. When you grow up, if the world wants to come, you hold your mouth like this and go to your bedroom. You will lie down and cry till morning and wake up. Your heart will be healed. But what has happened to you is that you have gained rank in heaven. Because you don't know how to enter into the Enoch generation. You don't enter Enoch generation by meditating on teletransportation. The Bible says Enoch walked with God. He walked. You know what it means to walk with God? You become a puppet. So you wake up in the morning, God says, don't eat. But that morning you woke up, you were hungry, your tummy was touching your back. But that's the day God said, don't eat. You woke up, you wanted to go for the job. And God said, no, this interview, don't go. They have caught you, you have passed three phases. This is the last phase, two of you. And they have hinted you, you will get the job. And God said, don't go. Ah! They came to your house, they carried your property. And you wanted, God said, keep quiet. What do you mean? You become a fool. That God's glory and excellency will be demonstrated to your life. That's the Enoch man. And then you are meditating, you are studying on bilocation, studying on teletransportation. When you wake up like this, your face will face the door. You started from the window, now you are facing the door. You don't bilocate because you want to do astral projection. A spirit carries you. You are carried. But it's how pliable you are in the hands of that spirit that will determine the degree of your carriage. Our generation, we are too heavy because of our pride. We are heavy because of our appetites. That's why we cannot move the hand of God. That's why the principalities are happy in our territories. Go to the universities, you will cry. Everybody have become daughters of Jezebel. The university is a reflection of the dimension of Hades. There's nobody there that have authority to challenge Jezebel, the prince of immorality. Nobody is there. Most of our young prophets are corrupt by money. The ways of Balaam have become their ways. We stand up, we challenge the prophetic. Nobody has authority to challenge Pamon, the god of money. Nobody can challenge them. Nobody can challenge them. Pamon, that's the principality that sees the young prophets. Nobody can challenge him. Our generation is in need of men of rank. And the only way in the spirit is by alignment. The beautiful thing with alignment is that we don't learn it in Bible school. It is Holy Ghost bring a chamber of our heart. So every one of us here, we are in different classes. Some of you are in the class of Facebook. So God is regulating your Facebook. There are some men now that God is regulating their bank account. Every time money comes, he says, sow it. There are some men that God is regulating their movement. You want to relocate to Abuja, God says, go to Maiduguri. That's the class where that person is. You cannot pass in that class because you have not grown there. That man speaks, his authority level is different from your own. All of you are born again, but in the spirit you are standing in different position. Alignment. The key of power. Our generation, the alignment become our way. We come to deceive God. You are praying and you have made up your mind what you want to do. Do you know who you came to? He's a scanner. When you came, he's not only hearing what you are saying, he's hearing your thought. And you'll be shocked that in the spirit your thought is your voice. And you come before that spirit, you think you can deceive him. That's why many times before we are promoted, it's us. Because it shows us that the wisdom of man cannot move the hand of God. Deceive men, principalities. There are princes in this realm that regulate the civilization. Most of us have not traveled with God to break through the dark canopy of darkness that is over this land. How do you think you can bring witness to Lagos? How do you think you can bring witness to Afghanistan when you have not been able to subdue the prince over Makurdi? I thought gospel was English until I began to travel. That's some cities. And when you have ascended and you are feeling the anointing like fire, you will talk, then the place will be like a crystal ball. We hit it and bounce back. I say, what is this? And God told me that different territories have different gatekeepers. If you have not challenged the prince of fornication in your land, you cannot go deliver a fornicator in Congo. You are joking. There is a partnership in the spirit, and you must rise in rank through alignment to enter there. That every man you see having a transgenerational impact is a dead man. You are alive to your appetites. You are alive to your pride. You are alive to your arrogance. You are alive to your humility. You are alive to too many things. And that's why God cannot work with you. Because the life at work in you is alien to the life of God. Until the life at work in you dies, the life of God cannot work in you. That's why God will kill before he make alive.
We are going to pray in 1 minute. I want your heart to be open. Don't fight what you don't know. But let your discernment be on. You will know when God speaks. Can we bow our heads and pray?
Elohim Adonai. Elohim, we worship you, Most High.
Go ahead and pray in tongues. And open up your spirit. Pray in tongues.